don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat shit. We're going to be talking about Trump and the stock market. I can't believe all the money I lost over the last few days. Those banksters are trying to screw you again. A little bit of AC/DC to start up the show, bros. Here we go.
Living easy, living free. Season
That's the way I sounded this morning when I got up. That pussy messed up my tongue. Got Patty Cakes in studio to the Queen of Cannabis. We're going to be talking about cannabis and sex. Those two always seem to be a good mix. And if you're all getting high in Las Vegas, which I know you are. Anyway, a little bit of AC/DC. Let's go, boys. Damn right I am. I just love the devil. And I'm coming to get you. And I see you too, you little faggot. Little fairy fur burgers.
No stop signs, speed limit.
Anyway, a little bit of AC/DC. Sammy happens to be out. He's not feeling that well today. He lost his voice when we went to the fucking porn convention at AVN a couple weeks ago. Now I'm feeling better. It took quite a bit of time, Renegade Nation. I don't know what happened. They call it the AVN flu, but I got the chills and I felt like shit. I couldn't talk. I guess you were happy about that. But anyway, Sammy's still sick. He lost his voice. Anyway, we have Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis, sitting in. Hi, Patty.
Hey.
So what's new in the cannabis world, man? We haven't talked about that too much here on Renegade. So what's going on? Inform us. What's going on?
You're legal here. You're legal recreational and medical.
So what's happening in California with it? It's now legal, isn't it?
It's so funny because California changed the word recreational. It was too tacky for them to... adult use.
Yeah, they're weird over
there.
They're
so weird. They're tree huggers. They're tree huggers.
They're tree huggers. Yeah, they've been hippies. The whole government of California is fucked up. Renegade Nation, it's recreational marijuana. It is not, what did you call it again?
Adult use.
Okay, it's adult use, Renegade Nation. So if you go to California, you have to go in and say, I need this for my adult use.
So pathetic.
It's really pathetic. I mean, a lot of people still use recreational drugs. So what else is new with you, Patty?
Wait a minute. I have to say this because you know how much we hated Chris Christie?
Yeah.
And he wanted to put all people that smoked marijuana in jail, close everything down. Well, we have a new person now that we absolutely love.
And what's his name?
Governor Phil Murray. And Phil is, well, when he became governor, he said his goal was within 100 days to get it legal in New Jersey. So what do you think Chris Christie's doing? Do you think he's having a shit fit?
He's
right
probably
now?
Been having a shit fit because he didn't get what he wants because he's a selfish, self-centered bastard.
How about the photos with him on the beach, the beached whale photos?
Yeah, the beached whale photos. Yeah, I remember seeing them.
I love them.
I remember when they closed the bridge up and he got away with that too. He gets away with everything.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
He's done.
So he's out and now the new governor is going to get...
Phil Murphy signed an executive order on Tuesday calling it on state regulators... pardon me, to review the state's they've had it for 8 years and have done nothing.
Done nothing.
8 years.
Look at all the tax money they lost.
And they need it.
And that's the worst state in the union, isn't
it? It's one of the shitholes that, what's his name, Trump
shithole?
Pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We're politically incorrect here, Renegade Nation. It is a shithole.
Was I supposed to not say that?
Yeah, you can say anything you want here. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We pissed them off.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, New Jersey is going to shine, and I think he must be just insane right now because the voters want it. So anyhow,
now, one of my problems is who in the fuck gives him the right to say anything? He's one little fat fuck, and he decides nobody can smoke marijuana because of his rule or his God and his bullshit. Fuck him.
But that's what they all do, Rich.
I know that's what they do. They think they're doing a good for everybody else. They're not making any money out of it, and that's the reason that he was against it. He's not going to make any money, so fuck you. You're not going to have it.
But what about all the people that need the medicine?
He doesn't care about them. He's a self-centered
but
bitch.
But wait a minute. Isn't their job to serve us? Serve the people?
Now, well, that's what it's supposed to be, but that's not the way it works. Once they get in power, they do what they want, especially him. And he never
voted for him.
Well, they voted for him because they don't know what they're voting for. they only hear what he has to say, and it sounds good, they vote for him, but the majority of people do not like him, and a lot of people didn't like him. I'm glad Trump didn't get him into the cabinet, because they had that,
that bridge problem,
if you remember.
Well, I don't think... My feeling was Trump was never going to, you know, he just...
Trump used him.
He used him. I really believe he used him, and he had no... Because he knows he's a big, fat asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm glad he's gone. And, well, Phil Murray's there now, and Phil Murray is... He's going
to
get it legal.
Let's get back to the people that are suffering with cancer and all kind of problems. The opioid, the pharmaceutical companies have pushed out the opioids all over the place, Renegade Nation. And this motherfucker's sitting there at the top saying, no, we're not going to let you have marijuana. Well, you know what? You and your God are wrong. Okay, God put it here. God said it was okay. It comes from the earth. It's not man-made. And who is this fat fuck to say anything about marijuana at all? Who does he think he is? Tell me why.
But let's go.
Patty,
there are other people like him. That's why
I know. Well, we need to get rid of these people because they are disobeying their own God. That's what they're doing. God put it here. Who are they to say anything? And if you go to church and you sit there and you pray to your God, well, God put it here to help people with that are sick.
They've been using it for centuries as medicine.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're not making any money out of it. That's why. Because they're selfish, self-centered bastards. They've always been, and you know that.
And you know why? Because tobacco people, liquor people, That's who they sleep with. Mm-hmm. So they're not gonna piss them off because they're not gonna get voted in again. But people are getting smart now, and that's what I love the most because we have social media. People now can go to a computer, their phone, and look up the information, and they're calling people out because they know that they've been lied to all these years.
Oh, they've been lied to for a long time. Plus, in California, I think I read that they're going to take everybody that was convicted of marijuana offenses, whether it was a joint or
they've been letting people out.
They're letting them go. And they should. Renegade Nation, why should we be paying for these people being incarcerated over a fucking joint? I mean, think about it. Think about all the people in prisons around the United States that should be let out of prison on the marijuana charges. For a joint, you get 10 years. That's what they did back in the day if you got caught with it. Remember, their God or your God put it here. And if you want to fight about that, you're more than welcome to call in. If you don't believe in God or you're an atheist, it doesn't matter because you don't give a shit anyway. But if you believe in this God that they believe in, God put it here. And I keep on saying that over and over. That's the way I feel.
And you know what else they're saying?
What?
Marijuana regulation reduces organized crime activity.
There you go. Talking about organized crime, we're with Michael Franzese in studio on Thursday. Michael Franzese.
I am so excited. Am I going to meet him?
I don't know. The head of the Colombo mob family will be in studio. It's going to be really
cool. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so we're going to take a break, Renegade Nation. When we come back, we're going to be talking about...
it's a secret. Don't tell him.
I won't tell him anything.
Don't tell him.
All right. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Let them come back, babe.
Renegade Nation, hang in there. We'll be right back.
BFNYC, Business Funding, New York. We say yes when your bank says no. At Business Funding New York, we offer both secured and unsecured flexible financing options ranging from 3 months all the way to 30 years. We offer any type of business loan from working capital all the way to real estate loans and SBAs. There is no deal we can't handle. We thrive at funding the hardest of deals. We welcome any business with 3 months operational time and any FICO score, no matter what industry you are in. Our dedicated account executives provide the sufficient support needed to help all types of businesses. Click the banner on the Renegade Talk Radio site.
Stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me with that deviant behavior.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Patty Cakes from Hemp Radio on Renegade Talk. We are so happy to be here in fabulous Sin City, Las Vegas, with my best bud, Richie. So excited.
Isn't this where you started on Renegade?
Oh, my God.
Long time ago.
Richie is the one who made me what I am today. I don't know whether to be excited or depressed, but I owe it all to Richie.
Thank you, Patty. You made my day.
That's my job. My job is to make everybody's day.
You got any pot? That's the Okay.
Hello?
That's the only reason you're here. I just want some pot.
Do you think I don't know that that's why you invited
that's
me?
That's why I invited you. Anyway, a little bit of, who's the band? Do you remember the band?
What band?
Who?
Who?
This band? Who
no.
is this? You don't remember who it is?
I don't know music
What's
like
wrong with you,
you do. You're fabulous. I just know Rod Stewart and Anita Baker.
Okay. Rod Stewart and Anita Baker. Anyway, we'll be right back. Renegade Nation, hang in there. We're going to be talking about marijuana.
Sex.
Perfect. Here we go. Thing about marijuana has always been sex. Sex always matches up with really good marijuana, like White Widow. That's how you know what White Widow is.
I love it.
I get that from.
I grow it.
You grow White Widow?
Yeah.
God, that's really good.
I love
pot.
White Widow. It's fabulous.
It cleans you out. I mean, when you go to the bathroom, I mean, everything comes out. I mean, this stuff really relaxes you.
So you're using it as a laxative now?
Yeah, no, I'm using it for sex and a laxative. I didn't even know it was good for laxative, White Widow.
Oh my God, it's good for everything.
That's a
everything good, that ails you.
That's a good strain of pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has those little snowflakes on it and stuff.
It's white crystal.
Yeah, it's like
so beautiful. Crystal. So beautiful.
Renegade Nation, I get the fucking biggest hard on with that stuff. I mean, it's better than Viagra. This shit really
works. I would
works.
Never have sex without smoking a joint first.
Especially White
never.
Widow.
Never.
Would you say White Widow is one of the top ones for sex?
Well, I'm a Blue Dream girl.
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream is a girl's strain also. We love that because it's giddy, it's light, it's euphoric. It's a happy high. And so when you're having sex, you're having happy sex.
So euphoric means that you're having really all the tingling in the body and you're relaxed.
But any pot does that.
And you're getting banged.
Yes.
Doggy style and you're enjoying every minute.
Five times a night.
You can feel
every, yeah.
Five times a night?
You smoke five joints.
Five joints?
Well, every time you have sex, you smoke a joint.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like all new again.
Do you think you should drink booze with marijuana, with sex? Does that dehydrate it somehow?
Well, I think it kind of takes away from, you know, alcohol's different. Alcohol's a depressant. Pot isn't. Pot's happy.
So you would recommend that if somebody's gonna have you're gonna have sex with a
pot,
with your
I'd
wife
smoke
or
a
husband,
joint.
Smoke a joint and then wait a half an hour and then you're really all.
And then
relaxing.
You could have your glass of wine after. You could have a cigarette and a glass of wine after.
Afterward.
Or a joint and whatever.
So what would you say is the best marijuana for sex? Is it White Widow?
Everybody's different.
In the marijuana world, what would you say generally
like Blue
is
Dream.
The best?
I like Blue Dream.
Blue Dream. Let me write that down.
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
That's a girl's strain.
Okay, what happens if I take Blue Dream? Do I turn into a pussy?
You'll grow a vagina.
Oh, goody. I can have one in the back.
You can fuck yourself.
I can fuck myself. Yeah. I like fucking myself because I've always fucked myself anyway.
I know.
So I might as well enjoy
you
it.
You always, right.
So what's it called again? Everybody know.
Blue Dream.
Okay, Renegade Nation, go get Blue Dream for your honey, for your old lady or your girlfriend or your whore on the side.
And get some White Widow for yourself.
And get White Widow for yourself.
And you'll be banging all night.
You'll be banging the walls. You'll be banging like crazy. God, I love that.
Don't you love that?
Oh, yeah. But see, I've
That's
always
what pot
loved
does.
It.
It's happy.
But I've always loved it for sex. It's never been for...
Right, you're not a smoker, but for sex you are.
For sex I am. I don't care about... I'm not a Renegade Nation. I am not a smoker.
It's like your Viagra.
It's my... instead of taking Viagra or anything else, you smoke the marijuana, and as soon as that girl touches your penis, boing!
Well, you know what they're saying... And I don't know who they are.
Who's they?
People that write shit.
Okay.
And a glass of wine helps to set the mood. But the thing about alcohol is men sometimes cannot perform on alcohol.
That's right.
That's why proven. Would you have alcohol before sex? Because you won't be able to have sex.
It's better, Renegade Nation, if you're going to have sex and you're married or you're not married or whatever you're doing, the best thing to do, and I'm telling you, bros, listen to me, do not drink before sex because it has something to do where it depresses you and you can't get the blood into the penis. And when you smoke the marijuana relaxes you, takes all of the stress away from you. And as soon as she touches it or she takes off her clothes, you will go fucking wild. Plus, on top of that, you will make her feel
Wait
like a real woman.
But there are all kind of lubricants that are cannabis enhanced.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so what's this? Cannabis enhanced lubricants?
There's so many things out now for women and men.
So what is out there for women?
I can't, you know, get the names of them off the top of my head, but maybe when we take a short break and come back, you know, I'll write them down.
Well, see, a lot of people like to know about that because, right. especially on condoms, when you wear the condom and it has the marijuana...
spray the condom with cannabis?
Do you spray it?
I don't know. I don't use... I'm not a guy. I don't have a dick.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you know about marijuana and you know about what the concentration is. Do they have them in? Do they have it built into condoms now?
I don't know that.
What about the girls?
There's Tampax made out of hemp. Hemp's making everything now. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But there's so many cannabis enhanced products out there for women. There's, you know, stuff to enhance sex. There's everything.
But really, what
I have bubble bath.
In the marijuana world, what really enhances sex? What makes people go really nutty? And really have great sex, like banging the walls for 2-3 hours. What is the best strain? I guess that's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't think there is if you look in the internet, you'll see different strains. You'll see Blue Dream, you'll see White. It depends on the person.
Well,
everybody's different.
Everybody is different.
Everybody's different.
Generally, what would be a strain?
I like
that
Blue
would
Dream.
Blue Dream.
And most women that I know like that. But Rich, I can smoke anything and have sex. It's all good because everything is heightened and enhanced.
Well,
that's what pot does.
Well, there's
and wait a minute. Scientists at the Stanford University School of Medicine conducted a study.
And they said
that increases the sex drive and doesn't inhibit performance like alcohol does.
Exactly.
This
right.
is a study that Stanford University School of Medicine did in their Journal of Sexual Medicine. This was, it doesn't say when it was when it was put up, but it says recently.
So
people are studying it now.
All right, so the so-called good people who have restricted us from having sex because they think they know somebody, they're so special with their suits and they walk around with their lower lips going like Clinton and the rest of those assholes. They have restricted us from having really, really good sex due to the fact that marijuana was illegal, but they've been smoking the marijuana for sex, I bet.
Are you kidding me? So many lawmakers, politicians, and have quit their jobs and they've gone into the cannabis business.
Yeah, because they can make a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
And they've done their due diligence. They have a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, a family member that had cancer or has cancer or that developed ALS or that developed...
Yeah, but 10, 15 years ago, these people were totally against it, and they had them on all these high-powered pharmaceutical drugs that fucked them up even further. And now, since they finally realized that marijuana has been put here by their God, like I said before in the first segment, they finally have started to realize that they can make a lot of money out of it, plus they can take care of their people.
I found something here that people could buy.
What's that?
We don't know if it's good or not, but I'm reading it. California, of course.
Of course.
Because that's where the pot started. One California woman is even selling, in quotations, sex pot. Look it up. It's a low THC variety. That's a psychoactive component said to increase female sexual desire and pleasure.
So what kind of desires when a woman smokes or does any marijuana, what kind of desires come out?
And
Do they leak? Do they spray, squirt? What do
spray
they do?
What?
Squirt.
What do you
like? Have female orgasms?
I don't know. I don't know what I do down there.
Okay, here's sex pot. Here
what is sex pot?
Sex pot. This is what is this anyway? Sex pot. Oh, it's a movie. They actually made a movie. Two potheads find a stash of weed that makes women very horny.
No, no, no. You're looking at the wrong thing. Sex pot is a low THC variety of.
Okay, here it is. The Marijuana's right. Lover's Guide to Getting It On. This is on Amazon. It's a sex pot. Everybody's doing it, only men, blah, blah, blah. No, this is a movie. I don't care.
No.
I can't find it.
Okay. It doesn't give her name, so I don't know.
So it's all about the movie. So it's called Sex Pot. In other
right.
words, the pot is so strong that
right.
it relaxes you to the
point. It doesn't say what the strain is. Oh, it's S-E-X-X pot. That's why we couldn't find
S-E-X-X pot. Okay, so Renegade Nation, if you really want to get it on, go to your dispensary, or if you're, I don't know if you can get it on the street, but it's called Sex, S-E-X-X pot. We'll give you the best orgasms, we'll relax you, you'll have so much fun, you'll be able to put porno on, have a really good time.
Oh, you won't need the porno one. No, not if you're smoking pot.
Well, if you want the porn, it's there. If you want
it, makes it better.
It enhances it even further.
And you get good, better ideas.
And you get better ideas. So on that note, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna do some more research on this, and we're gonna find out because I'm really into this pot thing about sex. I'm gonna know what is the best. Pot.
I should have brought you the THC bubble bath for you yes. and your new wife.
Yes, a THC bubble
God.
Bath.
Oh, my God. I have all kind of stuff at home.
All right. We're going to talk about the THC bubble bath when we come back. I'm really into that. That'd be fun. We'll be right back, Renegade Nation. Hang in there, children.
But it must be moving on. Like a king without a castle. Like a queen without a castle.
We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. Got Patty Cakes in studio, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, hey, hey.
Talking about sex and marijuana. Ooh.
It's funny how I find myself.
Oh, yeah, baby.
In love with you.
God, I'm getting horny listening to her. God, she's sexy.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, so we're continuing on sex and marijuana.
Marriage made in heaven.
A marriage made in heaven. a marriage made in the marijuana fields of Humboldt County.
Now, hey, it all started in California.
What really pisses me off about the whole thing, Patty, to be honest with you, is that they have withheld marijuana for so long, and all the people back in the day that could have great sex, they were that was taken away from them, from them slobs, who they weren't getting anything out of it, which is called money. And now all the people that were against it, now they're in it, in the cannabis industry, making money, and these strains are getting better and better and better. So, Patty, explain where you get these this marijuana at. Where do you go to
well,
get
it? Well, you go to a dispensary.
Okay.
And now, well, in Nevada, they do recreational and, I don't know what they call it here. I think they have another name for adult use.
I don't know
recreational and medical, which is completely stupid because it's the same fucking pot.
So in other words, in Nevada, I can walk into a dispensary and just walk in. I don't have to show any ID or anything. Nothing, just buy it.
Well, if you're buying medical, which is this is a caveat. Recreational is taxed higher than medical.
Do you need a medical card to prove that you need it for medical purposes?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to buy marijuana.
I'm not sure how it's working now because remember, this is still a clusterfuck.
Okay,
they're
so
still working at the case.
Getting back to the White Widow, do they have White Widow in there, or do they have Kush? Do they have all different
they
types?
You know what? They change their strains all the time.
Well, that's what I get confused about. What is the best strain for sex, or what is the best strain for whatever?
Okay,
that's why I get confused at. So I think the audience is very confused about it also. They want a strain of marijuana for sex, or they want it for relaxation.
But every city has different strains. Like coming here to Las Vegas, and I go to the shops down on the Strip, and if I'm back in California, they don't have the same strains. Some of the strains are the same, like Gorilla Glue number 4.
Now,
I've
smoked that before. Gorilla Glue is really high powered.
Everybody's different.
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to find out.
I'm going to tell you what the sexiest strains, America's Choice for 2017.
Okay.
What this article is saying. This is a quote, but they didn't give anybody credit for this quote. You'll love this quote. Ultimate Train Wreck, which is the strain, smells like an angel lady's parts after she's been put through an NFL game. That was a quote by somebody who did Ultimate Train Wreck on sex.
So it was so good that it was an ultimate train wreck, and that she was sweating and so blasted out there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that meant, what's it called again?
This ultimate train wreck. I love train wreck.
The ultimate, Renegade Nation, the ultimate train wreck. What's another one?
Godbud. G-O-D-B-U-D. It's an indica dominant strain And that's the strain that is more of a mellow. You know, sativa's a little bit, makes you high and uppity. An indica, oh, it's a downtrend. I like to do a hit of indica before I go to bed because it helps me to sleep.
Go to sleep, right.
Right. But they're saying Godbud, which smells sexy, musky sweet, and delivers an almost hallucinogenic high with some horny syrup on the side. Leaves you totally zonked, relaxed, and into it while being out of it. Oh my God, let's go get some.
Let's go get some Godbud.
Aren't we going to the dispensary after the show?
Renegade Nation, we're going to go to the dispensary after the show.
Right.
And then we're going to smoke some of this stuff.
But we're not having sex.
No, we're going to have sex.
You'll have sex with your wife and you'll tell me.
I'm going to have sex tonight. I'm going to test Godbud out. Do you think they have Godbud?
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, you're not done? There's another one?
Afghani Bull Rider.
Oh, Afghani Bull Rider. I heard about that one. That's really hardcore, I think, from what I heard.
It's an indica strain.
Okay.
It's happy, relaxing, feeling like you're riding a bull in slow motion. Oh my God. I like that. Highly medicinal with major CBD values. It has a lot of CBD in it, and that's the big medicine part.
So explain that part of it to Renegade Nation.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
We'll talk about CBD later, but I want to finish with these other strains.
Okay.
There's Voodoo. I don't know. I haven't done. It's a sativa, which is up. So they're saying it's a mellowish ticket, a bit naughty and a bit nice.
So my question is, what is the best one for sex? Is it the sativa or the other one?
It doesn't matter. Some of the ones that I've been saying are sativa, some are indica.
So it depends on you. It depends
on you. Asian Fantasy is a sativa. They're saying it's great for sex.
Okay? Asian Fantasy?
Asian Fantasy. Sometimes it's called the Holy Grail of weed. It's described as spacey, dreamy, a mini Burning Man high. You know what Burning Man is.
Burning Man, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those crazies that go out nude in the desert. It's utterly relaxing and peaceful. And then, I mean, there's more. There's Goo. There's Granddaddy Purple. I love.
Granddaddy Purple?
Yes.
What does that do to you?
It says it's our number one choice. It's highly medicinal, highly sexual, and highly high. And I suggest, and a lot of places sell Granddaddy Purple.
Granddaddy Purple.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the one we should get.
It's an indica dominant strain, mm-hmm. meaning it's a hybrid, but it's higher in indica than sativa. And then here's the ultimate train wreck for those who wish to go completely off the rails. That sounds like something that
I would love that.
You should get that for yourself.
Yeah.
It's with high arousal. It's in love strain. Oh, this is you. You just got married. It's a feel-in-love strain. Highly aroused. Focus and happy feelings for the one you're with. Smells like an angel's lady parts.
Ooh.
Ooh. And this was whoever said this after she's played a full NFL game.
Wow.
So, and that's a sativa dominant.
So in other words, you're going to have to go and Renegade Nation and check every one of these out and find out which one satisfies you or your body for the vagina and for the penis.
Right.
One of them is going to hit, so you'll know exactly which one to get.
Right.
You keep
exactly.
on trying until you find the right one.
I mean,
it could be
Sour Dream. It could be Blueberry. Fucking Incredible is another strain that's good for sex. Purple Princess is good for sex. Chocolate Chunk, Green Crack. I mean, I could go. They did a survey, and these are the ones that the people named America's Choice.
America's Choice. What, no, that one was called Granddaddy Purple.
Yeah. And I see
or
that.
Granddaddy Purple or the Ultimate Train Wreck would be the main.
Right.
I would try those two.
Yeah. Because that sounds like you'd get the most fucked up.
How much can you buy if I just want to test it out? Can I just get a little bit of it? How much can I get?
You can get an eighth, I believe. I mean, I think it's just the same way as California.
What's the smallest amount you can get?
I don't know what, you know, if they have limits or.
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the expert.
Well, I haven't been to dispensaries in Las Vegas since
they've
opened.
Okay, so we're going to go to a dispensary, Renegade Nation. We're going to find out. I just want to buy a little bit of this stuff and see which one really rocks the boat.
Rocks your boat.
Rocks my boat. And my wife's boat.
And your wife's boat.
And anybody else's
and
boat.
And anybody that's in the bed with you.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Okay, Renegade Nation, we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's been a hoot having you on. It's been a long time, Patty, since you've been on.
I miss you.
We're going to continue to have you on, though.
I love you.
Because you're so much fun. You can be our marijuana expert here at Renegade.
I am an expert. I'm old.
I just played this before. Anyway, Renegade Nation, have a good day. And I hope this show educated you about marijuana and sex, because it sure educated me. Patty, thank you.
I love you.
How I find myself in love with you.